呢，科学家想做一个实验，就是说让那个鸭子是在有一个很长毛的狗来孵它，孵出。
The duckling looked at the dog, and it, you know, it decided that, you know, that is my mother.
所以这个小鸭子就是当它一孵出来，看见的是这个狗，长毛的狗，所以它第一眼就觉得说这个狗是它的妈妈。
So thereafter, she follows the dog.
所以它就开始跟着这个狗。
The dog, when the master come in, you know, the dog chasing and trying to play with the master.The dog wanted to do that thing too, you know.
所以当那个狗的主人进来的时候，狗就想要跟那个狗的主人玩，就跑来跑去的。
However,
鸭子也想跟从。
However, there's something that cannot be changed.
他说有一件事情可能是真没有办法改变的。
The dog still quack, yes, quack, quack, quack.
他说鸭子的本性就是鸭子叫。
And it enjoys the water and it flaps its wings.
他说鸭子也很喜欢水，然后鸭子很喜欢拍翅膀。
What happened is sometimes it acted like a dog.
所以它有时候就好像表现得像一只狗。
And sometimes it acted like a dog.
有时候又表现像一只鸭子。
This analogy and this scientific facts is exactly the same as what we Christians today.
他说这个科学的发明哈，在这个比喻事实上就好像我们基督徒今天的基督徒。
Christians often experience a similar confusion in our identity.
他说我们基督徒在这个世界上常常有时候会造对我们自己的认同感造成一些
困难。Because we have been born and grown up in a sinful world.
因为我们是生在也成长在一个比较世俗的世界，很多罪恶。
And we have learned the ways of the world.
我们学习这个世界的一些生活方式。
And we become like this world.
所以我们越来越像这个世俗的世界。
So I'm going to explain that further later on before, you know, I will explain.The indwelling of the Holy Spirit today.
所以我会待会会再详细解释这方面哈，在我今天要先讲那个就是圣灵居住。
Now let's read Ephesians chapter 1.
让我们一起来念以弗所书第一章。
Verse 13 to 14.
十三节到十四节。
Maybe I would request brothers sisters to read it simultaneously, English and Chinese together.
让大家一起念。
Okay, let's read, okay?
在基督里，你们听见真理的道，就是那向你们得救的福音，你们也信了他，就受了传统应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们的基业的凭据，直到他们的死里被救赎，使他们荣耀得到真善。
I'm using the new King James Version. This one is a new international version. It says here that in Christ also we trusted, we heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Then in whom that we have believed, then each and every one of us, as soon as we believe and trusted the Lord Jesus,And when we heard the truth, which is the gospel of the salvation, we were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And this Holy Spirit of promise is a guarantee of our inheritance under the redemption of the purchase position.
这个段经文的意思就是说，当我就像那个上面写的，当我们接受那个耶稣的福音、耶稣的真理的时候。我们就有得救，因为信了他，我们就有这个圣灵的凭据，同时我们就接受这个基督的产业。
Now the Holy Spirit Himself is the seal. That is what the Bible is talking about.
他说圣经上讲的就是说这个圣灵这个东西就是本身就是一个凭据。
Yeah. And in the symbolism of the Bible, a seal signifies three things.
他说在福音在圣经上讲说这个圣灵哈，a seal 就是凭据哈，有三个事情。
Number one, it is a finished transaction.
他说第一个是说那个凭据就表示说是交易的完成。
We know that every time we buy a house or whatever, then we receive a deed of sale and the title deeds, and there is a seal. You know, right now it's a lot of computer, you know, but previously it's always the seal.
他说就好像我们在买房子的时候，在以前的时候，我买房子之前到最后说整个那个。产权都转移以后，我们以前会盖个章，但是现在他们不盖章，我们都用电脑来作业。
That means that it is a finished transaction.
他就说，就好像意思说，我们那个盖了章以后，就表示交易完成。
Now, what is that finished transaction about?
他 他说那个交易完成的是什么？
It is about a purchase position.
他说是一个，就是说我们名
交易的一个拥有权。Okay,
that
means that position is in the Chinese Bible. It translated into the people. You know, the people of God. Okay, all right.
他说在中文的那个圣经有解释，就是说是人哈那个。
Yeah.There are some versions who say that the purchase position is the inheritance. We are the inheritance of God.
他说有些经文的解有些那个版本的解释就是说我们都是基督的神的产业。
Yeah, and it's an inheritance. That means that in reality is this: at the time when we acknowledge to the Lord that we are a sinner.
他说：“这个就是说，当我们在神的面前承认我们是罪人的时候
，Yeah, each and every one of us, there is at one time in our life, we admitted that we are a sinner.
他说，在我们人生中，我们承认我们在神的面前承认我们是一个罪人。
And because of that, we need a savior.
因为那样子，我们需要一个救世主。
We accepted the Lord, and we trusted Him.
所以我们接受主，我们信靠主。
On that very day, you are saved.”Me, I am saved. We are saved, and we are sealed.
他说，当我们承认我们是罪人的时候，然后我们相信主，信靠主的时候，他说那一天我们就是被救赎了。
There's a lot of people.
我就被印记了。
There's a lot of people today that, before they are being baptized, you know, they accepted 他们决志 okay, they accepted the Lord, you know, they accepted it and trusted the Lord. On that very moment, they are saved and they are sealed.
他说，像很多人在决志之前，在决志那个时刻的时候，他就是说，他信任、相信主、信靠主，然后呢，承认自己是罪人。他说，那个话就表示说，你已经有。
Even before they are being baptized, they are already sealed. They are saved and they are sealed.
所以，即使他这样还没有受洗，但是他决志了，那就表示说，他也是被救赎。
Now baptism is a symbol where we come to public that we want to be baptized.To proclaim to everybody that I am now, you know, a saved person. I accepted the Lord. That's the ordinance.
他说受洗的意思只是就是说我们公开的哈、啊、跟大家做个见证说，我现在承认我自己是罪人，我接受了耶稣成我的救世主。
You know, when you read the Bible, when the thief, one of the thief that was crucified with Jesus, he said that Lord, if you receive your kingdom.May you also remember me. He was saved on that very moment.
他说，当耶稣上十字架的时候，他好像跟神说了，就是说，
那个强盗。
哦，跟着强盗，嗯、跟着强盗，跟着
强盗对主耶稣说。
那强盗对主耶稣说，如果说我现在救赎了，
他说你的国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
纪念我。
Yeah, 但那个时候他就已经得救了。Okay, so that means that sealing of the Holy Spirit is the time when you accepted Jesus.
所以他刚刚讲是说，你的得到那个凭据哈，就是说当你接受主的时候就是了。
Now in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 5 it says, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 5 it says that God has given us the Holy Spirit as a deposit, as a guarantee.
他说在哥林多后书的时候，第五章第五节的时候，那个经文在上面哈，为此陪着我们的就是神，他又是给我们圣灵做凭据。
Yeah, He gives us that deposit.The Holy Spirit as a deposit. When we buy a house, you know, we put up a deposit. You know, here we have to arrange mortgage. But our God, when He accepted us, when He bought us, you know, He used the shed blood of Jesus Himself, you know, and bought us.
他说这个就好像我们在买一个房子一样哈，就像你在付那个什么预付金一样哈。所以当那个圣灵就像这个预付金一样，当你接受耶稣的时候，这个就是被买过来的。
60 years ago.When I was 16 years old, and you know how old I am. How old?
他说十六年前啊，
六十年前，
六十年前我六十六岁的时候的。
十六岁的时候 ，I accepted the Lord.
他接受主耶稣。
On that very day, I was sealed and I was saved.
他说就在那一天，他受那个接受主耶稣的时候，他被救赎。
But let me tell you, it took me another 17 years after.To love the Lord and really to submit all my life, everything to Him.
他说，但是呢，这个受洗以后呢，又经过十七年 ，right？ 十七年，让他能够真正的爱主。
at the age of 33. Up to now, it's already 43 years. Every day, there is not a day that I'm always amazed. How come that the Lord has purchased me, has possessed me? I am nothing. I am nobody, that the Lord loves me and He saved me.
他说33岁以后的时候之后，他不是那个十七年花了十七年时间以后，他就觉得说之后他每一天过的都觉得说是他被神拥有啊，然后呢神的祝福。
I don't have a blue blood, you know, like Prince William, you know, Prince William of England. You
know. 他说我没有一个贵族的血统，就像那个威廉王子。
But I'll tell you every day, I always declare to the Lord. I said, thank God. That I am Prince George.
他说，但是我每天都跟神感谢感恩，说我每一天的日子，我都是一个George的王子。王子，that
is why it is. I am the Prince of God.
他说他是王子，神的王子。
It's not only me. It's every one of you. It's every one of us. Either we are prince or we are princess.
他说，事实上不只是他，他是说在座的每一位，你either就是王子或者是公主。
Second. The seal itself, the Holy Spirit, when it comes into our life, it becomes, it is the ownership.
他说第二个是那个，当你的圣灵来的时候呢，你是有关于就是拥有权。We
will try to read 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, 20.
我们现在来念一下哥林多前书第一章，第六章十九到二十节。
May we read this together, in Chinese and English together?
那我们大家一起念好吗？
You are not your own anymore.
他说你不是你自己的，再也不是属于自己。
At the time when we accepted the Lord, we have a new master.
他说当我们接受主耶稣基督的时候，我们就有个新主人了。
Probably previously maybe our master is the world.
他说之前我们的主人可能这个世界上属世的东西。
Yeah, probably a little bit better people, you know. The world probably is our master.
他说那个世界上可能这些人都是也是比较好的人，是我的主人。
But there are people who allow the devil to be the master of their life.
Devil.
Brothers and sisters, this is a serious matter.
他说弟兄姐妹，这是一个很严重的事情。
Either it's devil or it's either the world. We are out of God's commonwealth.
他说当我们让那个恶魔到我们身上的时候，我们可能就离开神的。We
don't belong to the Lord. But when we accepted the Lord at that time, the Holy Spirit sealed and indwells in our life.
He is our
new master. And God from now on owns us and we belong to Him. There are a lot of old hymns that really I like, you know, It says, now I belong to Jesus. You know, not only for a day, but it is for eternity.
他说有些福音的，有些章节我很喜欢的，就比如说他说从现在开始我是属于神的，而且那个不是我现在也是为永生的。
Let me tell you an illustration.
那我说一个说明。
There was a couple. They are always quarreling almost every day.
他说有一对夫妇经常吵架。
And the husband one day was very frustrated, and he said to his wife, you know, I'm going to have a stroll, you know, and just go out and walk and walk and walk.
他说这个丈夫做得非常的烦恼，非常的反感，他就跟妻子说，我现在要出去走路了。
And he ended up in a gospel meeting in a church.
他走到一个就是说是在教会里头的一个福音的聚会。
That night, amazingly, he was saved.
他说那一个晚上很奇妙的被救赎了。
Acknowledged that he was a sinner, he cried, you know, and later on he has a lot of joy in his heart.
他在他面前这个痛哭流涕说他是一个罪人，但是接着后他有很多的平安喜乐。
And he don't know about that. What happened to him? He doesn't know.
他说事实上他自己本身不知道。
But it is the Holy Spirit that indwells in his heart.
但事实上这个就是说圣灵已经在他的身体。
And he come home, he was smiling from ear to ear.
他回家的时候他是很带着微笑从。
And the wife was really surprised.
所以他的太太非常的惊讶。
And week after week, the husband goes to the church, you know, because he likes to go to church, he likes to go to Bible study, he likes to sing, he likes to pray, you know.
他说他的先生变成就是很喜欢去参加读经班，很喜欢上教会，很喜欢去唱歌。
And one day, the husband come home, you know, and was very sad.
他说有一天他先生回到家，可是是非常的难过。
Wife was really surprised. How come? What happened to you?
他的妻子就非常的奇怪，为什么到底发生什么事情
？For about past three months, you have been very, very joyful, and today you are not happy.
他说过去三个月他都是一个非常快乐、喜乐的。
And he said some of our companions that you know accepted the Lord on that day, on that same day, they had a lot of good testimony that they went to the pulpit, you know, and.They have T-shirt, you know, the printed words by their own hands. They write it on their T-shirt, you know. And I don't know what that words means anything to me because he was actually an illiterate.
他说他 kind of 可怕。他是说他看到在教会看到有人穿个 T-shirt 上面印的一些字，啊，然后被救赎的一些字，但是他没有什么感觉。
啊，他不知道，因为他不识字。
哦，他
He's an illiterate.
Oh, illiterate. Okay.他说他不知道那些 T-shirt 印的一些什么字，因为他不认识字。
The wife says, "Don't worry, if it is T-shirt, no problem." Yeah.
所以他因为他回到家就是看不懂那个 T-shirt 上的字，他不认识字嘛，所以他妻子告诉他说不要担心。
And the wife bought an XXL, you know that, extra extra large T-shirt for him because he's really big guy, you know.
因为他是很蛮。Anyway,
the wife has kept on thinking about this. How am I going to write this word? What kind of words? Because the wife was not saved yet.
他的妻子一直想说那个 T-shirt， 他妻子想写一些字哈，可是他不知道写什么字，因为他妻子还没有受洗。
The following day, the wife saw a bakery that was changed hand, you know, changed to new ownership.
他 有一天他太太看到那个面包店，面包店刚好改变一个主人。
And there was a banner on front of the store.
他在那个店的前面，他有一个那个标记。
So she just followed the wording of that and write it on this T-shirt. At the front and at the back.
他就是看到在面包店上面放的广告那个牌子，他就是从他的 T-shirt 的上面就写那个字，前面后面都写那些字。
And give it to the husband, and husband went to the church, you know. And as soon as he was in the church, the pastor saw him. Hey, come here. Well, please come to the pulpit.
先生就穿他的 T-shirt 去哈，也记得他先生不是字的哈。然后到教会去的时候，那个教会的牧师就跟他看到他先生说：“你赶快过来。”
Oh boy.I tell you, he received a standing ovation from all the church members. You know, everybody's standing and clapping their hands. You know.
他说全部教会的人都站起来跟他欢呼，跟他鼓掌。
He doesn't know what is being written on the T-shirt.
但是他不知道到底在里头那个他 T-shirt 上写什么，他不识字。
You know the pastor? He says, "Do you understand what this word is?" I don't know, pastor.
那个牧师问他说：“你知道你上面写的字是什么意思吗？”
He said, "You did it right. You did it good. You know, it's under new management."
他说你做的很好。他的上面字的意思就是说新的管理人的。
Yeah, new under new management. Under new management.
对，他的那个 T-shirt 上面写就是说这个是新的。管理的啊，换新主人的，在后面写换新的主人。
Oh, he said, "No wonder, you know what happened? Is the wife happened to be observing her husband for the past 3 months? And because the husband becomes a Christian, it's under new management. Well, he was entirely changed."
他说他的太太因为过去三个月，他太太先生变成基督徒以后，他太太就发现说他的先生就好像新的。新的主人一样。
Brothers and sisters, my father came from a non-Christian, not even a Buddhist, not even atheist, but non-Christian family in China.
他说我的父亲啊，弟兄姐妹，我的父亲是从中国大陆来，他这个家里是不是基督徒的家庭。
He accepted the Lord when he was 33 years old.
他我的父亲在34岁的时候成为基督徒。
33。
哦，34。
And that was the. and that was the year when I was born.
他说就是在那一年我出生了。
Within 6 months, my father's behavior entirely changed.
他说就在六个月之内，我的父亲的所有的行为都变了。
My father before used to smoke. He's not smoking cigarette. He's smoking cigar. You know.
他说我的父亲。
Big cigar.
对，父亲之前是在抽雪茄的。
And every week, almost every week, about twice a week, he has to go mahjong to play mahjong with his friend.
他说每隔一个礼拜，每个礼拜他去跟他朋友打麻将。
But from the time when he accepted the Lord, he threw away his cigar. He did not want to play mahjong anymore, and he doesn't want to go out, and he just keep on reading this black book.
他说，当他成为基督徒以后，他也不抽雪茄了，也不去跟他朋友打麻将，就常常就喜欢这个黑色的书在念。
Within 6 months, my mother has been observing him.
他说，六个月的之中间，我的母亲一直在观察他。
One day, my mother cannot resist anymore. I said.What kind of book are you reading?
所以有一天，他妈妈终于忍不住问他说：“你到底在念什么书？”
My mother said, "If that is the one that changed your life, I want to read it too."
他妈妈说，跟他先生跟他爸爸说，如果这本书是这本书改变你的一生，这个现在的情况，我也要念。
My mother was not educated. Was not educated in China.
我母亲在中国的时候不是个高受高等教育的人。
他没有读书，他完全没有读书。
But
my father from that day on teach my mother how to read the Bible. My mother knows every word in the Bible.
他说从那一天开始，他父亲开始教他妈妈念圣经。他说之后呢，他妈妈在圣经的每一个字他都看。
Brothers and sisters, every time we accept the Lord, there is a change in our life.
他说弟兄姐妹，当我们接受主耶稣基督的时候，我们生命就会改变。
That means that the Holy Spirit indwells in us.He owns us already. We have a new master.
他说就好像说圣灵已经开始居住在我们的身体了。那我们有新的主人，那他拥有我们。
Because it says that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣经上说了嘛，我们的身体只是一个圣灵的殿。
But in the Bible, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, it tells us also further.
他说在哥林多前书的时候，那个第三章第十六节。
十六节。Tells us furthermore, don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you?
他说你不知道吗？你们是神的殿，神的灵是住在你们里头。
That means that it is not just only this body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
他说我们现在不光只是我们的身体，事实上我们现在是圣灵的殿。
It says that you yourself. That means that this life, our life, each and every one of our life, is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
他意思就是说，每一个人啊，包括你我在内，每一个人，我们都是圣灵的殿。
Yeah, it is God's temple.
是神的殿。
That means that it's just like Romans chapter 12, verse 1. It says that we have to offer our body as a living sacrifice.
他就好像在罗马书的第一章讲的，
十二章
第一节讲的，我们需要我们成为人的
献上身体当做活祭。
Okay.
It is not a dead sacrifice, but it is a living sacrifice.
他说不是，就是他就说这个的那个献祭就是活祭。
Brothers and sisters, when I was still doing business at the same time, I am preaching.
他说当我正在做生意的时候，以前说我也同时在那个传道。
Yeah, and I also see to it, I see to it that my life.Can really represent the Lord.
Situate. 我把自己当就是我可以代表situation.
Yeah, I'm just hoping, okay?、
Oh.
But it is not me. It is the Holy Spirit that helps me.
他说不是我是当时是圣灵在帮助我。
That means that every time the Holy Spirit will prompt or move in my heart that you have to do this, you have to say this, and I follow that.
他说就是圣灵住在我身心里的时候呢，圣灵常常会告诉我你要做这个，你要做这个。
That means that our behavior, our conduct, our thinking, our dealing, and our doing that every day in the workplace, it is a temple of God.
他说就像我们每一天在我的工作的场所，那个环境里头， 我说的，我想的，我做的，都是在神的殿里。
Yeah, 都是圣灵，我的生命是神
的
殿。OK, Number three, it's the seal is a security.
他说第三个呢，那个印记的意思，凭据的意思就是保证。
The Holy Spirit also is given to us as a deposit. That means that it's guaranteeing our inheritance in Christ.
他说圣灵好像又好像就是一个凭据哈，一个保证，一个好像个这个当 payment 一样。这个、
Now, what kind of inheritance are we talking about?
他说在这边什么叫就是哪种的产业我们在谈。
I mean, as today, to me, the biggest in world, in this earth, while we are on earth, our biggest inheritance is knowing God.
他说今天我们在这里最大的一个产业就是说我们认识神。
It is not knowing about God, it is knowing God.
他说不是说认识关于神，而是说认识神。
对，那你翻译的非常准。It is not about God, it is not aboutKnowledge of the Bible.
他说不是关于神，认识关于神，而不是关于对圣经上多。
Knowing God in the Bible, the word know means that there's a relationship.
他说认识神的意思就是说你跟神有一个关系。
Each and every one of us, we might say that, oh, I know President George W. Bush.
他说有些人会讲说啊，我认识那个前总统布希总统。
But did you really know him?
但是你真正认识他吗
？No, I don't think so, because you have not talked to him, and he has not spoken to you.
但是事实上，你从来没跟他说过话，他也没跟你说过话。
Let me tell you something, that as a Christian, once we accepted the Lord, the Holy Spirit dwells in us. We have a very interesting relationship with our God.
所以，当我们接受那个圣灵的时候，成为基督徒的时候，我们有一个很特别的那个关系，跟神的关系。
We talk to him.
我们跟神交通。
That means that we through prayer we talk to him.
经过祷告，我们跟神交通。
And he speaks to us.
然后神会直接跟你说话。
Did God speaks to you every day, almost every day through the Bible?
而且神也是借着圣经跟你说话，每天跟你说话。
God is so real.
但是神是很真实的。
It is only through our earnestly seeking heart that we will be able to obtain this.
他说这只有在我们很前进的真诚的跟神祷告跟神交流才会得到这些
That is why it is very important that we should have that kind of security.
所以这是非常重要我们应该有那种的保证
Now let me tell you something when Jesus comes on the second time when he comes again we will be able to have a glorious body
他说当基督再来临的时候我们会有一个荣耀的身体
That is our glorious hope.
那是我们最荣耀的一个盼望。
That is what we call our eternal life in glory. That is the ultimate inheritance that we will have.
它就是我们最终的产业，作为基督徒产业，就是那个。
Now let me tell you, by that time, when we will have our glorious body, we don't need Wang Ling, we don't need Dr. Jack. You know, there's no operation, there is no cancer.There is no funeral, you know, no nothing, you know.
就是当我们得到最终的荣耀的哈，在永生的荣耀是在那里的时候，我们不需要王林、那个杰克、
we don't need operation of heart anymore.
对，我们的心脏也不需要做任何的开刀了。
Brothers and sisters, that's the ultimate eternal glory, eternal life in glory.
弟兄姐妹，那是最终最高级的最高的那个荣耀。
Now let me tell you one analogy that it just so happened that 5 years ago when I was in Shanghai.
他说我再跟你讲一个比喻，就是五年前我在上海。
My son who is an architect, he happened to bump on a house, you know, in Shanghai. It's called Shanghai 外滩的老码头 Okay, it's in 外滩 There's a very old house. Where's that old house? Yeah, it looks like this.And he has an inspiration that he wants to remodel this house.
他就是有很大的那个期望，就是想要重新修复。
He went to the government and was able to get a permit for the government, and he present his project, you know, and it was finally renovated. It becomes After that, it becomes like this.
所以他跟政府申请，然后得到允许，他就开始的修复这个旧建筑物。那现在是这个是最新的。
This picture did not give us a very accurate picture. The after of this is very nice. It's very nice.
他说这张照片并没有给你看到一些真实的一些照片哈，但是他说之后的照片会。
What happened is I'll tell you the story about this building.
我想告诉你这个建筑物的故事。
This building before, that was right after the Japanese occupation, right after the Second World War.
他说这个建筑物是在那个二次世界大战的时候。
Somebody used this as a when Japanese was occupied Shanghai, it was used as a prison.
他说，当那个日本人占据那个上海的时候，在二次世界大战的时候，这个是一个监狱。
And when the Japanese departed from Shanghai, this house was used as a warehouse for illegal drugs, for heroin, for opium.
他说，当日本人离开了以后呢，他说这个建筑就变成就是说一个地方给那些非法吸毒。
So it was dilapidated. And so what happened is my son bumped on this house and he renovated this.
So 我儿子买，他举报了。
No, he renovated it. Yeah. Oh, of course he did not buy it. He just leased it for a long term, 99 years. What happened if you go to Shanghai, this one is they call it water house. Boutique hotel. It's a new boutique hotel.
他说现在这个变成就是在那个水边的一个那叫酒店。
Yeah, and it is so lavish. It is so good. It's so nice that even the future president, which is the president of People's Republic of China next month, the new president. Every time he comes to Shanghai, Xi Jinping, he always stay here.
他说现在那个酒店是非常高级的酒店，就像现在下个月要做成那个中国的总理的徐建平，总统他也要想去住。
Almost every time he comes to Shanghai, he lives there.
Okay, so
he lives there on the penthouse. But let me tell you this. Why is it that I use this as a analogy? You know, each and every one of us, we are created by God in His own image. And we are supposed to be prince and princess, But what happened is we allow the world, we allow the devil to come into our life, and ruin our life. And it controls our life, and it destroys our life. Our life is just like that building. It's being dilapidated, destroyed. Being used as illegal drug warehouse. What happened is that one day we are found by Jesus. Don't get me wrong. I'm not talking that my son is Jesus, okay?
Yeah.
we are found by Jesus in our life.
Okay.
And we accepted him and he renovated in our life. When the Holy Spirit comes into our life, he renovates us. God sometimes uses our parents while you are still young, small boys, small girls, Every time the parents will tell you, you have to do this, you don't have to do that. It is using that as renovating in our life. Okay? You have to respect your parents because the parents, somehow, is the representative of God on earth.
他说你们必须要尊敬听从你的父母，因为在某种程度上讲, 你们的父母也可能就是神的代表。
When we accepted the Lord, God used the Holy Spirit to renovate in our life.
对，所以当我们接受主耶稣基督的时候呢，神用那个圣灵来修复我们。
There are many times that the old window has to be knocked off and changed to a new one. We have to accept that.
但是有时候呢，我们家里的、我们生活上的一些像旧的窗户必须要摧毁啦、丢掉，那我们必须要接受的。
You know, if this building will become a very nice boutique hotel, each and every one of us, we can be renovated by the Lord.
他说：“如果刚刚讲那个建筑物可以被变成这个修复，变成一个这么高级的那个酒店的话，相信我们每一个人的生活中也可以被主来那个修复。”
Most of you are either master or maybe doctorate or post doctorate, so I don't have to elaborate. You know how to think about it.
他说：“你们大家在座的都是很有知识的人，很有这个，一个就是有硕士学位或 PhD 学位，所以我不需要太多的花太多时间来解释。”
Let me close it with an actual story.
我想以一个真正的故事来结束。
There's a story about a Korean Christian boy.
他说有一个韩国的基督徒小男孩的男孩。
Yeah, he's about 15, 16 years old.
他大概15到16岁。
After the Korean War, there were a lot of American officers, army officers, rented a house and hire him and teach him how to cook, you know, to serve them.
他说，但在越战的时候哈，因为很多美国的军人哈，在那边租一个房子，然后呢，请他来做厨师。
And this Korean boy is a Christian.
他说这个韩国小男孩他是一个基督徒。
And he is always smiling, every day is smiling. That is why he was hired.
他说因为他总是总面带微笑，这就是为什么他被雇佣了。
But anyway, these officers, the army officers, you know, tried to anoint him, you know, every day. There was one time, they nailed his shoes on the floor.
他说这个美国陆战的那个军人呢，常常想要挑衅他。他有一次呢，就是把他的那个袖子啊，那个鞋带的
鞋子钉在那个地板上，
钉在地板上。
Yeah, can you imagine that when he wear it, he cannot move because it was nailed on the floor.
就是故意跟他开玩笑，在挑衅他，所以他就脚就不能动了。他把那个钉。
There are times that he comes in, you know, that there's a bucket of water on the door when he opens it.The bucket of water, and he was splashed with water, and it was all wet. There are times that you know the army officer will chew chewing gum and put it in his pocket, in his.
那有时候呢，那个美国军人会把他那个口香糖放在他的那个裤袋里。
But you know, all of this did not annoy him. He's still smiling, you know.
他说就做了，他们做了这么多坏事，但是他还是永远在微笑。
So one day this officer said, "Okay, let me tell you, from now on, we are not going to nail your shoes on the floor."
他说，所以终有一天，那个美国那个军人就告诉他，从今以后我们不会把你的鞋子钉在地板上。
From now on, we will not put bucket of water on the door.
我们也不会把那些水放在那个门后面上。
We will not put chewing gum anymore.
也不把口香糖放在你的裤袋里。
Oh, he said, "Oh, no more nail on my shoes because it's Korean. You know, he just learned a few English. You know, no nail on my shoes." Okay.
他说是真的吗？就是没有钉子在我的鞋子。
Oh, no water on the door.
他说没有水在门上吗
？He said, "Okay. From now on, no spitting on your shoe."
他说。从现在开始，我不会在你们的汤里吐口水了。
From now on, no more spitting in the soup because he is the cook, you know.
因为他是一个他们的厨师嘛，所以他就说，从今开始，我不在你的汤里吐口水。
Oh, yeah, I tell you, all these officers wanted to vomit, you know.
所有的那些军人，他就要吐出来了。
Now, why is it that I use this story?
那为什么我用这个来做个故事呢？
This is so real in our Christian life today. We have what we call a positional indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Positional. And we have also the state of indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Our state, yeah. When we accepted the Lord, the Holy Spirit inside us, will never leave, will never leave us. It is always there.
所以当我们接受那个主耶稣为救赎，他说这个圣灵是一直都在我们身上。
It is not like the Old Testament that the Holy Spirit will come and the Holy Spirit will go. All right, the Old Testament, the old times.
不像那个旧约上讲说圣灵会来来去去，他说是像新约，我们这时候圣灵是永远在我们身上。
Yeah, in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit always is in our heart, in our life.
对，在新约的时代，我们就说。
But there are times that we grieve the Holy Spirit. We did not follow the prompting of the Holy Spirit.
但是有时候呢，我们不顺从圣灵的带领。
That is why in the Bible it says, "Don't quench the Holy Spirit."
这就为什么那个圣经上讲的说不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
所以不要消灭圣灵的感动。
不要让圣灵忧伤。
grieve， 不要让圣灵忧伤。
Yeah。There are a lot of times that we grieve the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, we as Christians, once we accepted the Lord, we are saved, we are sealed.
他说，弟兄姐妹，当我们接受主耶稣的时候，我们已经就是被救赎，我们也被有印记凭据。
Yeah, 已经被拯救了，拯救了。But inadvertently, there are times that we committed sin.
但是呢。
Yeah, don't be surprised. There is what we call the state of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
他刚刚讲的就是说情况下的那个圣灵的居住，就是。
It is just like the dove, you know, the positional indwelling of this. The Holy Spirit is just like when he was born, he was a dove.
他说，就像刚刚之前最早那个牧师讲的那个鸭子的故事，他说鸭子生下来就是鸭子，所以 positional 我们是圣灵住在我们的。
Yeah. But there are state because we see that it's a dog, we want to mimic a dog, you know.
所以有时候情况下，我看见一只狗，所以我们也想变成一只狗。
So there are times that we do this and do that, but nevertheless, we have to submit to the Holy Spirit, to the prompting of the Holy Spirit almost every day.
但是虽然有时候会就像情况下我们 会犯一些罪，但是呢千万一定要顺从圣灵的。
Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you this from reality. Even up to now, you know, as a full-time pastor, I will tell you every day, I have to ask the Lord for forgiveness.
他说就算我现在已经是全职的传道人，但是每一天我会要求向神求神的怜悯，
求神的赦免。
Okay.
But there are a lot of times that we inadvertently think something that God doesn't want us to think.
他说有时候呢，我会想一些神不要我去想的事情。
The thinking sometimes when you are old, you think about your security.
他说当你老的时候，你就会想到你自己的那个保障。
Yeah, you feel that your children is not around you. You probably will a little bit worry. That is not from the Lord.
有时候你会担心，因为小孩子都不在身边，开始会担心小孩。他说这个不是从神来的。
That is why it is very important for us to follow the moving of the Holy Spirit in our heart.
所以他说这是非常重要，就是说我们要顺从圣灵的带领。
Now to go back to this, how would we be able to know that we are sealed, that we are saved? I mean, just to close this.
我想就是说那我们要怎么能够知道说我们被救赎啊？
We are saved because when we accepted the Lord, we are born again.
他说我们被救赎就是因为我们接受主耶稣，我们重新生活。
我们是
重生。
重生 ,OK。We are born again. How would we know we are born again?
我怎么知道我们是重生呢？
To know that you are born again is very easy.
他说非常简单。
It's just like a child, after the child was born, the first act of the child when he was born, he was inverted.You know, and the physician will spank the bottom, you know, of the child, you know.
他说就像
到后来 ，boom。
他说就像小孩子第一个被出生的时候，那个医生都把他倒过来，然后拍一下。
You know, and the child will what? Will cry.
Yeah. 所以小孩子就快就哭了。
Now what does that relate to us as Christians?
他说那跟我们基督徒有什么关系？
As soon as we accepted the Lord, the Holy Spirit indwells in our heart, we know how to pray. We know how to say, 主啊，求你怜悯我。
他说，当我们接受耶稣的时候，我们就学会怎么去祷告。
哦，主啊，求你赦免我。You know, we know how to pray. We know how to call upon the name of the Lord.
对，我们就知道怎么去祷告，怎么去求圣灵的。
And a few hours after that, The child knows how to suck the breast of the mother.
他说在这之后呢，那小孩子就开始学会就是吸奶去。
Yeah, it's just like Christian. After we become Christian, we know how to pray. We like to read the Bible.
他说就当个基督徒，就是说当成为基督徒，第一个就是知道怎么祷告。
We like to go to the church to hear the word of God.
接着就是要学会去怎么去念圣经，然后去
上教会。And you see the child, you know, when they are small, you know, you see them, you know.And they crawl, after that they walk, they stand up and walk, and later on they run and they jump.
那就像小孩子的成长过程中一样，他从吸奶，然后开始爬，然后走路，然后跑步。
Brothers and sisters, as Christians, are we like that?
他说我们是一个基督徒，就像那样子。
Do you pray?
你要祷告。
Do you pray?
对，你有没有祷告？
No. Did you listen?To God answering your prayer.
他说你有没有听到神回答你的祷告？
It is very important. Now, did you love to read the Bible? Did you love to come to the church?
你有没有很喜欢念圣经，很喜欢到教会来？
All of these are signs of born again.
他说这些都是从圣灵的象征。
Brothers and sisters, this is so real to us.
这是非常真实的。
So I hope that I will lead this today that the indwelling of the Holy Spirit is once and for all. We are saved and we are sealed, and that's a very important thing.
他说这是非常重要。今天想跟大家结束的，就是说让大家知道说我们都救赎，然后我们都得到这个印记。
弟兄姊妹们，你愿意消灭圣灵的感动，你要让圣灵忧伤，我们真的要求主圣灵，我们要跟随主的圣灵，好不好？弟兄姊妹，让我们再次站立在主的面前，求主怜悯我们，求主赦免我们，求主聆听我们的祷告。
Save me, save me. 请问今天有没有第一次来到我们当中的新的朋友吗？你请站起来好吗 ？OK， 还有，好，请这位弟兄们来问候，欢迎他们。好，那我要请前面两排的小朋友，他们也是第一次参加我们。Can you stand up? Stand up and facing to the audience, please. Hey, please facing to the audience. OK, welcome.那个真是欢迎他们这个四年级以上，三年级以上，对跟我们参加大家知道暑期有一些家庭回国，然后有些出差旅游，所以我们也是求我们弟兄们积极把他们放在我们的祷告当中。那下面报告事项，我想